on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
European leaders are preparing to put their proposals to Turkey on how to stop the flow of migrants into Greece. The plan will see failed asylum seekers returned across the Aegean Sea. In exchange, genuine refugees will be resettled in Europe from Turkey.
KMFM News.
Rail passengers should be given more information on how to claim compensation when services are delayed, according to the industry regulator. The Office of Rail and Road wants train companies to launch a national campaign to raise awareness after a super complaint was raised over the issue by Which. Alex Neil is from the Consumer Group.
The regulator has acknowledged that there's got to be an increase in passenger awareness of their rights, that there needs to be, it needs to be made easier for passengers to actually make these claims.
A post-mortem's due to take place today on the body of a child found dead at a flat in Gillingham. A woman who was also discovered at the property on Trafalgar Street on Monday has been named as 36-year-old Lillian Ulk. Her death remains unexplained. We're being warned not to confuse signs of child sexual exploitation with so-called normal teenage behaviour. Charities want mums and dads to be more aware of the issue in a bid to catch perpetrators. They say some young people can be tricked into thinking they're in a loving relationship and then given drugs and alcohol. Detective Inspector Angie Chapman is from Kent Police.
We're an intelligence-based team and we're trying to build the pieces of the puzzle, and it may well be that a parent or carer has got one piece of information that will then fit together with other information that we're looking at.
KMFM News.
Firefighters have been tackling a fire at a house in Dartford. Crews were called to a property on Wilkes Road just after seven last night after the blaze broke out in the roof. Parents have been telling KMFM they face a childcare headache this Easter after schools in Kent and Medway decided to take the holidays at different times.
I'm going to have children at home for 3 weeks instead of two, so it's going to be a cost.
I just assumed they were off at the same time. It's only one of the other parents informed me, and now I'm stuck.
It's a bit awkward because my son goes to secondary school and he's off and we're all at work and at school still.
While KCC-run schools are off for 2 weeks from Good Friday, those in Medway go back for 4 days after Easter and then take a spring break ending on April the 15th. It means some families with children at schools in both areas face arranging childcare for 3 weeks instead of the usual two. Here's education advisor Peter Reid.
Children are not going to be focusing on their work. They're getting over a holiday. They've got another one a couple of days' time. I think it's going to be dead time for teaching and learning. Very difficult for teachers to motivate children. What a waste.
Medway Council say they consulted with all schools and the majority voted in favour of the later break. KCC say they planned their holidays 3 years ago. You can let us know if it affects you at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A dog has been left seriously injured after being attacked by two bull mastiffs in Paddock Wood. It's claimed to have happened along Tuston Way last Thursday afternoon. It's thought the animals were unsupervised. Police have been told and an investigation's underway. It's been confirmed the number of police community support officers in Kent won't be cut, despite the force needing to make £8 million of savings next year. There are currently 304 PCSOs in the county. Work's also underway to try and keep them out on the streets for longer. And celebrity chef Jamie Oliver and his wife Jules are expecting their fifth child. She showed off her baby bump at the premiere of the Eddie the Eagle film in London last night.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football and Gillingham will be hoping to continue a turnaround in form as they travel to take on Southend United this weekend. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Gills are 3-0 winners against Crewe last Saturday, but are still likely to be without Doug Loft, John Egan, Bradley Dack and Cody McDonald, who are all injured. However, the squad has been boosted by the return of defender Deji Oshalaja on loan. His boss, Justin Edinburgh.
I think it's a real tight group. It's a group that push each other on every day in training, in games, but it's a healthy one at that, and that's a lot to do with successful so far this year.
The Jewels are currently fourth in League One. Elsewhere, Liverpool are the only British team left at the quarter-final stage of the Europa League. They won their last 16 tie 3-1 overall after a 1-1 second leg draw at Manchester United. They'll now take on Borussia Dortmund in the next stage. And in cricket, after losing to the West Indies in their opener, England could really do with a win at cricket's World 2020 today. They face South Africa in Group 1 in Mumbai from 2 our time. Ken Sam-Billings is in the England squad but wasn't chosen to play in the first game.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.